Yeah, I guess so.
Okay.
Yeah, that would be about the same.
I was just wondering what you would have referred to yourself as, mostly as a rancher,
Yeah.
not a cattleman.
No, but I mean, both
Pretty much the
go
same thing.
together.
Okay. And a person who works in a mine is called a what?
Works in where?
In a mine. In a place where they're like excavating ore or silver or
Oh,
gold.
that's a miner.
Okay. Now, are there any of those, are there any mines in this area at all?
No, not right now. There's nothing going now.
Okay. I guess I was wondering if this was a big mining area at one point.
For uranium, it would be.
Really, where was that?
Well, they have two mines down close to Idledale.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. Huh. But they're not open anymore?
No,
Okay.
there's no market much for uranium.
Well, in the early days, was there, were there ever any, like, I was just wondering if this area right in here was part of that big gold or silver rush in the
Oh,
early
yeah, there
18.
was a lot of prospectors around.
Okay. Were there, when you were growing up, were there? Or were they all gone by
No,
that
that
point?
was before my time.
Okay. Do you
There
know
was.
anything about that in this area? Did you ever hear your parents, your folks talk about that?
Well, it's just prospectors, but there is no. There's not much mineral here. There's a copper mine over west here that they tried and tried and tried in my time, but it never paid off.
You never worked in a mine, did you?
No.
Okay. A couple of pronunciation items here. The mother of Jesus, her name is spelled Mary.
Mary?
Yeah. And if I could get you to pronounce this, her, the wife of Abraham. The name is short for Sally. It's spelled Sarah.
Sarah?
Okay, or Sarah. Pronounce that for me.
Sarah?
Yeah. Now, the person who defends you, if you got in trouble with the law and had to go to court, the person who would defend you in court is called a.
Attorney.
Okay, or a.
Lawyer.
Okay. Have you ever heard of a jackleg? And in relationship to maybe a jackleg lawyer? Or maybe
No.
even a jackleg Mormon?
No,
Okay.
I'm not familiar with that at all.
That's all right. And the person who, in a court, who sits up there at front and makes the decision at the
That's
court.
a judge.
Okay. Now, these are just some pronunciation items. I want you to get you to pronounce for me some body parts. This stuff on my head is my,
Hair.
okay. And these are my,
Ears.
okay. And this is my, stomach.
Beard.
Okay. And the thing I speak out of is my,
Mustache.
and this thing that I speak out of or eat out of is my,
Your mouth.
okay. And the things inside that I chew with,
Teeth.
and one of those would be a,
Tooth.
okay. And this thing right here is my thing that my head sits on is my,
Your neck or throat.
okay. And the things I walk on,
Legs.
okay. And the things at the bottom of my leg,
Feet.
and one would be a,
A foot.
okay. And the things between the different bones in my body are called. I have one here and I have one here.
Elbows or
Okay. Would you have.
joints,
Great. And the thing that food goes into?
stomach.
Okay. Now, an old-time expression I wanted to ask you about was if someone is sick, they've eaten something that doesn't agree to them, you might say that they're sick. Would they ever use something with sick in stomach? Would you ever say sick to your stomach or sick on your stomach?
Sick to your stomach, yeah.
Okay, that's what I was looking for. The opposite of weak is what?